billionaire Koch urges GOP, Democrats to pass amnesty, increase immigration. By John Binder on December 15, 2020. Billionaire GOP megadonor Charles Koch is urging elected Republicans and Democrats to pass amnesty for illegal aliens and increase legal immigration levels, even as 24.5 million Americans remain jobless or underemployed. Koch, in an op-ed with Brian Hooks of Stand Together, writes that Republicans and Democrats should come together to give amnesty to the roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States and increase legal immigration levels beyond the 1.2 million green cards given to foreign nationals annually. Koch writes, whether it's a path to legal status for undocumented immigrants, including Dreamers who were brought to America as children, improving the visa system or improving border security, lasting progress will require congressional action by both political parties. And getting Congress to step up depends on the American people speaking out. Like the First Step Act of 2019, for which Koch's network of donor class organizations lobbied heavily to support. Koch states that an amnesty coupled with increases to the number of foreign workers that America's working and middle class are forced to compete against can be a bipartisan victory. Koch writes, a similar victory can happen with immigration. Public sentiment is already there. Efforts to amplify and unleash that sentiment are gaining steam. With more support and action from people across the country, Congress will find its way to enact the immigration policies that reflect the best of America and enable more people to contribute to our country's future. Emphasis added. Koch also praised past amnesty deals like the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty that would have provided a pathway to American citizenship for the majority of illegal aliens. While none of their proposals were perfect, they all would have made America's immigration system more just and secure, Koch writes. In recent years, Koch has donated thousands to super PACs that lobby lawmakers to expand legal immigration levels, pass amnesty, and support free trade that helps offshore American jobs. The Koch Industries PAC poured nearly $1.4 million into Republican campaigns this past election cycle. Koch's push for amnesty and more legal immigration comes as House Democrats are reportedly drafting an amnesty plan and a handful of Senate Republicans discuss an amnesty for a portion of illegal aliens. Democrat Joe Biden has said he will send an amnesty package to the Senate in his first 100 days. Every year, about 1.2 million legal immigrants are awarded green cards and another 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to arrive in the U.S. These legal immigration admissions are in addition to the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who annually cross U.S. borders and overstay their visas. The nation's decades-long mass immigration consensus in Washington, D.C., has surged the level of foreign workers in the U.S. labor market with whom working and middle-class Americans are forced to compete for jobs. The donor class, Wall Street investors, and big business profit hugely from the policy as they cut profit margins by reducing the cost of labor and can increasingly sell necessities to a constant inflow of new consumers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.